Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity once again to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So amen and amen. Thank God for you all. Wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity you've given us to go into the Word of God. Father, I pray today that this message that I deliver, the Lord God, that your spirit will be in it and touch the hearts of man this day. So, Lord God, I pray that everyone that's listening will seek your face about what I'm delivering to them, that you may get all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I want to open up once again with Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, glory to God, amen, Jeremiah chapter 1, hallelujah, and I want to read verses 1 to verse 3, Jeremiah chapter 1, and the word said, the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carried away of Jerusalem, captive in the 5th month. Amen. Now, I open up with that to let you know that America is like Jerusalem in a captive state, just like it referred to here as glory be to God, Judah, or like Judah, I would say, being carried away into captivity. America has been, as a city, besieged, captive, and taken into captivity. And I share with you two key things. Number one, fear has gripped this nation. Fear has gripped this nation. And I'm talking about concerning the coronavirus and now the Delta variant. Fear has gripped this nation just like 9-11 did. You know, remember what happened on 9-11? And during the time of 9-11, remember, you couldn't even sit an empty bag in the middle of an airport without getting everybody stirred up. You could not sit an empty bag on a lawn, on the ground, you know. The fear had gripped the nation so bad. Well, the fear has gripped this nation once again. And it's come through the thing of the coronavirus and the Delta virus. To a point where, and I read to you, this is part two tonight, America has become a besieged city. And part one, I read to you some research, some reports on where that people had started developing what they have now called coronaphobia, okay? And people have gotten to a point where they're fearful to go anywhere, fearful to touch anything. Now, here's the thing. It's not the will of God for man to be captivated by fear. Amen. It's not the will of God for you to live in your home in fear. It's not the will of God for you to go out among people in fear. That's You cannot live a peaceful life living in fear. And America is in that condition right now. She cannot fully live a peaceful life because the fear had gripped her from the coronavirus. Now, the other thing I talked to you about that America is being gripped with now is hatred. And this is the core of this broadcast, what I'm doing today, because now it's like everything is being pointed at people that hadn't been vaccinated, okay? It's the pandemic is coming through the vaccinated. And now through our president, other leaders, and constant media news reporting, now you find that many of the vaccinated has developed a big anger, a great anger towards people that hadn't taken the vaccine, okay? So now you have a hatred starting to build up and grip this nation where people are being turned against one another. Now, before I go any further, I want to say to those of you that's unvaccinated, but now you're falling in the class where you're trying to persecute people that have been vaccinated. Stop it, okay? Two wrongs don't make a right. Now I'm reporting on this because it's been more advertised of this thing of the blaming the unvaccinated than the unvaccinated blaming the vaccinated. But yet still, I'm not going to condone unvaccinated folks going out there, you know, tormenting people that have been vaccinated. Okay? Now, I say to those who've been vaccinated, if that's their choice, okay. I'm going to speak the word of truth about it, let you know that, hey, it does not protect you 100%. But I'm not going to be out just bashing and jumping on people, okay? Now, I say that also to say this. In the news, as I told you guys before, when I went on vacation back here three weeks ago, every day, if it wasn't dealing with our president coming at, oh, the pandemic is coming through the unvaccinated, everything was about and has been about the unvaccinated, as if, like, if the vaccinated get the disease or gets the virus, boom, it's going to be because of the unvaccinated. That's wrong, okay? And now they have turned to tactics where they're trying to force you. And when I mean you, I mean those of you that haven't taken the shot, force you to take the vaccinate. Now they're talking about coming up with stiffer, penalties or whatever. Now they got to a point, I saw one title, the newscast, where it said that, glory to God, where it said that they thinking about making the vaccinated pay their own bills. Now, let me, medical bills. Let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom, my dear brother. Shalom.
God bless you.
Jesus Christ is Lord. Okay.
Amen.
A great and marvelous day.
I tried to get in touch with you a couple of days. I didn't know where you were going to be able to come on tonight because I don't know that you didn't come on last night, right?
Yeah.
You did? Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Yeah, I was a little late. I was about maybe 15 to 20 minutes late. I was late coming on, but come on about 30, 35 minutes when I woke
okay.
up. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be, Saturday and Sunday. Still be Handmaid's Night and whatever the Lord choose to do. You were
okay.
talking about admonishing the people about.
Yeah, because I didn't, when I tried to call you earlier today, I didn't know if something came up. So I had titled this part two from what I did, America as a Besieged City. Because I didn't. When I tried to get you a little earlier today too, I didn't know if something came up and where you not be able to get on, because I know the sister contacted me last night, said you wasn't on. And I tried to call you, I couldn't get you. So I didn't know whether you were coming on tonight. So I had titled this tonight, what I've been speaking on is called the America Has Become as a Besieged City. And I have referenced this to a couple of things that have gripped America because through the pandemic and the Delta variant is fear and dealing with hatred. And I've been talking to them, and I gave them a few reports in part one about even how our president is saying, hey, the pandemic is coming up through the unvaccinated. And everything seems to be on the unvaccinated. And now the vaccinated have built up an anger towards those who are unvaccinated. In fact, I have one right here before me, and this is from the Alabama governor. Okay, this lady, she's a Republican, and her name is Kay Ivey. Okay, and I want to read to you what Kay Ivey. Now, this is what she said. She said, and the title of this, Alabama governor say it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks as pandemic worsens. Wow.
Oh, okay. So
and
that's a new.
This is what you. I'm sorry, say that again.
So that's a new divisive tactic, okay?
Right. Very divisive. And I was telling people, hey, listen, this is the thing that's happening. When you're, and see, this is how your anger is building up. And people, I pray to y'all, please hear this. Because even though our president has been accusing, I think he said Facebook and other, the media of giving misinformation about COVID, yet still he in the same mind is saying, is coming up through the unvaccinated. And he is starting to, quote, I think, look at what is it, tougher penalties or things to do concerning this thing and dealing with the vaccinated. So now you're saying, and it's amazing, brother, this governor here, this lady, she says, I want folks to get vaccinated. She said, that's the cure. Now, that's her words. That's the cure. That prevents everything. Okay, this is what she said. I want folks to get vaccinated. That's the cure. That prevents everything. She said, why would we want to mess around with just temporary stuff? Okay, hallelujah. This is what she's saying now.
Okay.
She went on to describe the shots as safe and effective, saying the data proves that it works, and said it doesn't cause you anything. It saves lives.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Very interesting. But you know what's even the more interesting, okay, hallelujah, is what she said. I don't know. You tell me, obviously. She said, folks are supposed to have common sense. So I guess the people that's vaccinated don't have common sense. But it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. Okay, so you got me on that one. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down, okay? That's what she said. Now, listen to what the White House had to respond to that. Now, I want y'all to hear this because I gave y'all the report of what President Biden said in part one. This was on July the 17th of this year, okay? This right here come out July the 23rd, 6 days out, okay? I want y'all to hear what the White House had to say about what that governor I just read to you just said. It said the White House took a different approach when asked about Ivy's remarks on Friday. This is what the White House said. We're not here to place blame or threat. Really? Okay, let's back up a minute. Now, President, didn't you just say, okay, that it's coming up through the unvaccinated? Okay. So the White House now takes a different approach and said about the comments that governor made. And once again, people, she's a Republican. I'm telling y'all, this ain't got to do with no Republican and Democrat stuff, you know, but she's a Republican, and she said it. The White House said, we're not here to try to place blame or threats. We're here to provide accurate information, Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters. Now, people, once again, I'm not trying to form a renegade, but y'all heard the report that I read to y'all in part one. And I'm not getting how is they saying they're not trying to place blame or threat when all I heard were from the president and from the woman that's over the CDC, who kept saying it's all coming through the vaccinated, unvaccinated. That's what it's coming through. Well,
yeah.
Where you placing blame? Well, it sounds like it's very open to me. But now that this lady, what this lady did, she went straight out blunt and told you it's time to blame the unvaccinated. Now y'all want to step to the side and say we're not trying to blame nobody. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Oh, well, I guess we'll be having the news update coming from the high place called the government. They call it, I think they call that place the White House.
Right.
And I don't want to get into that semantics about, but the name they named this place, the central government, is called the White House. Certain things I look back beyond and deep would symbolize many things. And now, we are getting news and updates about this recent little plague, this plague that has been loosed upon us, and how this being used to manipulate us. First of all, I just want to acknowledge the Lord Jesus before I say any more. I think acknowledge the Holy Spirit that the people of God will rely upon the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit, and we'll ask the King and Lord of our healing and our health and our deliverance, who is supposed to be the Lord Jesus Christ, who's the Lord of our deliverance, our healing, our divine protection, and our shield, and our buckler, and our rock. Now, if we are close enough in the place with Christ, we need special guidance and direction from on high. And if the people of the Lord are walking in faith in the footsteps of Jesus in the light of the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit has given the job and commission over his redeemed believers in all of the things that occur in the earth. So I'm kind of wondering why, brother, and all of this confusion and dissension and divisiveness that's coming because of this small plague, because the big plague ain't got here yet, okay, brother. This is a baby carriage. I call it a baby carriage. Now, yeah. It is causing death and sorrow and grief, sure enough. But it's a baby. It's a little small baby. The greater plagues are yet ahead. The greatest tribulation and havoc is still yet ahead. Now, this is a touch-up, a wake-up, a get-up, and draw nigh unto the living God until you be shut in with him. Hide me, hide me. The prophet Isaiah says, hide me in the secret place until the nation pass over. The plague shall not come nigh thee. Now, when the Lord said to Israel, the plague shall not come nigh thee, it was unconditioned. Notice that the Lord God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Yah, Elohim, says, this is the covenant that he made with Israel. Now, we have a covenant and we have a covenant in Christ, right, which is supposed to be a better covenant. Now listen to this, brother.
Amen.
The covenant that he made with Israel was a temporary covenant to be last for only a certain period of time. The covenant that he made with Israel, under that law, he says, if you heed my voice and not serve the other gods and go after their gods, I will be to you a shield, a protector, and a deliverer, and none of these things would come upon thee. Now, my problem is if under the old covenant, where they sacrificed animals to cover their sins, and we have a better and a new covenant under the blood of Christ, the Lamb of God, why is this covenant that he made with the Christians lesser than the old covenant when he said, I will keep you and preserve you from all of Now, this is, we got to think about this now. Under the old covenant, where they had to offer up lambs and goats to cover their sins for a year, not take away their sins, but cover them, to hide
right.
them. Our blood covenant is for to take away this, the sin-cursed nature of sin. Now, the penalty of sin, he said, to Israel, I will do all of these things for you under the old covenant, heifers and bulls and sacrifice. Now we are walking in the light of Christ, in the light of God Almighty, and yet we're in confusion, and I don't hear a voice coming from, I don't hear a voice. Israel, God, Jehovah always had a voice in the midst of the confusion or in distress, Israel. They would consult the prophet, the high priest, right?
Right.
And they would get a word from the Lord God. Now, I want to know, in the midst of all this confusion, this year and a half or 2 years, where is the voice
Amen.
Of that prophet speaking to America, to the church world, to Israel? I just don't know, because, see, the living God never changed his pattern in dealing with his people.
Amen.
So now we're in the end time, and we're supposed to have, we're supposed to be closer to God than the people were in the Old Testament. We have a close relationship because Christ lives in us. The Holy Ghost lives in us, right? He didn't
Amen.
Live in them in the Old Testament. He didn't dwell in them.
Right.
So here we are in a better
right.
covenant relationship. Why is it that I don't hear a voice so straight coming out from Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, or wherever these, some of the greatest, some of the greatest men and women are in where? Let me see. Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, California, New York, Colorado, Alabama. Why is it I don't hear a voice crying out like in the days of Elijah? You know, Elijah stood up to Israel and told them about their deliverance in the latter days. Moses spoke in his day and then produced and said, the Lord God will preserve thee from all these curses, because this is what this thing is, the curse. And he said, I'll deliver you from all these curses, and I'll preserve you, and I'll be with you. Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good, Israel. That's pretty good. That's better than good. What about the pancake and whole cake now, brother? Why don't we hear a voice coming out of Oklahoma, Texas, and all these prophets and all of these high people, prominent people? Why is that?
Well, you know what? And it's amazing that you mentioned that, brother, because when you go back to last year, and once again, people, what I'm about to say, I'm not trying to start a renegade group. I'm just going to be straight up with you. The government told us, and when I say us, I'm talking about the supposed to be body of believers in Christ. Let me make that specific, okay? So nobody won't misunderstand who I'm talking about. The government told them to coming together to worship. Now, we're supposed to be worshiping Christ. Amen? We all us as believers in Christ should be agreeable on that. The government told us coming together in worship was non-essential, and nobody said nothing.
Okay.
And when I said nobody, the government said. In fact, the government says they let you know what was essential. Essential, they said, going to work, going to get you some food, going to the doctor office was under essential. But gathering for going to the church and stuff, it was non-essential. And I said, well, you did not hear the voice of the believers. We got silent, okay? And we're asleep today because we're failing to see where this thing is heading to. Where's this setting up for, okay? Why is it that you're trying to force people that hadn't got vaccinated to get vaccinated? Okay. Why is it that when they did not make the decision to get vaccinated, now you're letting media, news, and even our top officials drill into people that this disease is coming up through the unvaccinated? People, we got to see the bigger picture here, but we don't. And why is that? Because some of us as believers, we have accepted what the government has told us about our own Lord. What? That he's powerless against this? This is what this all is laying out for, okay? It's saying that Jesus is powerless, people, against the coronavirus. He's powerless against the Delta virus. They telling you we got the answer. That's what they saying, okay? Now, in there, we got the answer. They had to admit, even though you take this shot, it would not keep you from getting it. Now, when they said that, this is where many people kicked that part out of their head and made the shot God. I say that again. This is where they kicked that information out their head. They made the shot God. That's why you heard this governor I read to you said, it's what? It's the cure. She said it's the cure. That's what she said. I read to you her words. She said it's the cure. Yeah. Then she said it's everything. Come on, people. What? Okay. It's right there. The writing is on the wall. They went from, because see, all this ain't 100% the government. I want to tell y'all this. Some of this is the people. Because the people became dependent on the government. And so even when the government had to admit that this vaccine don't keep you from getting the virus, the people had made it into it's God. So now you have the leadership and those in political leadership feeding on this, and people like this governor saying it's the cure.
Okay.
Now, amen.
All right. So here we are, the voice of our government. And we thank God for the government because he set up government.
Amen.
He established governance. And he established the rule of magistrates and powers and government. It will be, they call it civilized rule. Government and laws to govern people. Romans chapter 13. Now, you notice what Jesus said when they asked him about his tribute to Caesar, paying his taxes. Peter says, Lord, are we supposed to pay our taxes, you know, and give tribute to Caesar? And the Lord said, well, render to Caesar that which is Caesar, and render to God that which is belongs to Jehovah. He divided the two. He said, give Caesar what is due respect to him. But then he said, be sure you render unto your God that you covenant with, be sure you render unto him. Now, in this predicament, we're rendering and recognizing Caesar, the government, right?
Amen.
Now, where's the voice of the living God? Render unto him. Now, see, that's a twofold here. Hearing the voice of the government and respecting honor there. But Jesus said, okay, remember the Lord thy God. Now, he didn't say the government must be your God, but he said you respect and hear and honor that. But he did say, where is the Lord thy God? Now, I want to know, in the voice of this voice that's coming ringing to us, the church, what we call the redeemed, born-again, blood-washed believers, some are further in light and truth than others, some are barely in the light, some are all call themselves full gospel. And they're supposed to have more enlightenment and closeness in a relationship with the living God. Now, where do I hear the voice? Now, you told me the voice of the government and of the people.
Right.
Okay. I want to know about this other group of people who call themselves the redeemed in Christ. Where is the voice that's speaking in the midst of this, like Elijah and Moses and Daniel, when the Lord God would speak in the midst of all of this? Have what we call, quote, the body of Christ call a fast and intercessor mission to hear from the living God to speak to the nation, because the Lord has a word. Always is there a word from the Lord. When they came to Jeremiah, is there a word from Jehovah? And Jeremiah, they put him in prison and they took him out of prison. Now they're trying to put the church in prison and say you can't do this, like they put Jeremiah in a pit to silence him. So I want to know why the church word is silent.
Amen. Amen.
I want to know what is the big silence from they supposed to represent the voice of the living Christ. All of a sudden, all through the way they shouting and say, I'm the Lord, and I know the Lord. I'm shouting, and I'm sanctifying field, I'm with that. I know the Lord. I'm with that. But now we have what they call a pandemic world, supposed to be global, worldwide, what we call a plague upon us. I want to know, why don't we hear the voice of a prophet, the prophets coming in one? Now, before, they all had a voice about getting the car, getting the plane, and even, you know, voice about even about healing sickness and some diseases, and thank God for that. But now I want to hear a voice about this pandemic plague, brother.
It's too hard for Jesus, brother. Too hard for him.
Oh, this is too hard for Jesus. But they can prophesy to me that God want me to have a bigger car. He want me a bigger house. He want me to be a millionaire and Rolls Royce.
Right.
And sow my seed. If I sow my seed, I'll get this big mansion, this plane, and all that good. Oh, okay, that's nice, good.
Right.
And I'll get this,
Jesus,
and I'll get that.
Jesus
what?
Can do that, brother.
Huh?
He can do that, brother.
Huh?
He can do that. He can do that part. He can do that part. But this stuff right here just is too much for him. It's too hard. Too much.
It's too hard.
Yeah,
it's too
hard.
Too difficult.
Too difficult.
But listen here, brother. These are supposed to be majority. Half of these people are evangelist Christians. They belong to God, and they are nominal Christians. And then they got another group who are further along the way called the Full Gospel, and some are called the old name Pentecostal and Holiness. Why is the Lord not speaking?
Amazing, isn't it, brother? It's amazing.
It's kind of amazing to me. And then some of these people are receiving high revelations and visitations from God, and some groups are receiving angel visitations and having visions in heaven. And I want to know why the Lord is silent on this pandemic and answer to America, so that they'll hear, like Elijah stood out and said, if God be God. And Moses said, let me prove to Pharaoh who is the living God. I just want to know, in the midst of all this, brother, where is great God, Almighty Jesus, Holy Spirit? Have people stop dancing and sanctify? Get off the floor. The pandemic here. Dance on that. Sanctify that. I want to hear.
I'm amazing.
Not trying to belittle this, but I just want to hear, because they say they believe all of the Bible.
Right. And since amazing last year when the state of Missouri wanted to sue Jim Baker because he had that lady, what was it, a lady or something came on the show and said she's supposed to have some kind of herb or something that's supposed
collateral
to.
Collateral civil, something.
Yeah. The state of Missouri, their attorney general got involved, and he wants to take Jim Baker and take him to court. So where was the voice of the believers?
Where's the voice
backing
them
up at the court?
They took the brother Jim Baker, a restored man of God, on the national TV, PTL, shut him down, took him to court, made him almost bankrupt him, because he mentioned, or had a lady on there mention something about your health, immune system, fighting certain stuff. She didn't say that. He didn't say cured it, but he said this would help people in that system. The government shut this minister, shut him down, tried to put him to bankrupt, took him to court, going to crucify him. I call it prosecute him. And now Missouri is supposed to be kind of a religious state. A lot of churches and a lot of that, they're kind of religious, but they shut this man, God, this lady started talking about, there's certain health things you can take that'll help your immune system to fight certain stuff. and it's called Calibre River. Oh, they shut him down. They tried to bankrupt his ministry. But God brought him back. The Lord brought him back. Hallelujah. Restored him, put him back on the, when the government, Pharaoh tried to shut him down. Babylon tried to shut him down. Babylon, Pharaoh, well, you know, some parts of the government is Pharaoh. Some parts of the government is Babylon. Put it that way, brother. But I don't know why I don't hear the prophet Daniel speaking. Why the prophet Elijah is not speaking to us in this generation.
Well, because, to tell you the truth, many of them have sided. I tell people like this, brother. For the people that wants to get the vaccine, I'm not going to jump all over you. Now,
that's their freedom.
If
that's
you
their
talk
liberty.
To me about it, yeah, that's your freedom. Now, if you ask me about it, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you, said, no, it's not the cure. I mean, it's not going to 100% protect you. I said, but I'm not going to jump all over you and do up commercials and stuff to try to make you look like that. As the governor said,
absolutely not.
You supposed to have common sense. I'm not going to do that. But here, you're pointing one way toward, okay, the people that ain't vaccinated, oh, it's time to blame them. It's time to see people. This is the building up of anger and hatred. I gave y'all testimonies in part one of different people who said they were angry at the unvaccinated people. Now, understand this. When anger builds up in people, many times the next step is physical, okay? Now, I want y'all to understand that. That normally is the next step. When you get enough anger build up in people, just like you doing all this propaganda and stuff that y'all doing, and they build up against the vaccinated, okay? Normally the next step is physical, okay? When you get these people at these rallies,
now,
for example.
You know, a year or so ago, we talked about the same thing. You and I talked about where it's going to get to. And it has arrived at that place that we were talking about, that it was going to come to this. And he said it's going to go further than this. We mentioned it. I talked. I said this is where it's going to end up, where the government and states and the business in agreement going to seek to take away your right by saying it's a security, health risk, everyone must. A mandate,
Amen.
A law, a rule that you have to take these two things. Or else we're going to punish you, penalize you, you cannot work, any of those things, or go where. Now, of course they're saying it's for your kid. I understand that. The right to the government is to secure. But listen, to take away your constitution rights and the privileges slowly, when they get through with this Delta, brother, what's coming behind the Delta? No. We don't have, the coronavirus 19. We thought we had that conquered. Then right by, we told the people that when the coronavirus get almost down, that something else was coming up. We warned the people right behind it. It's not over with. There's going to come up another one. They're going to make trillions of dollars off of this.
Yeah.
And I said, we talked about, I said, no, it's something coming right behind that, worse than the first one. Now you got to take some bunch of shots. Now something behind the Delta is coming, going to be double, triple, brother, coming. You dig that?
They're gonna try to milk. They're gonna try to milk that cow as long as they can, brother. They're gonna try to milk.
They're gonna milk that cow, and he better throw some milk up. Now, what are you gonna have to take? Be mandated because you already got your card. You already got your card now, and I'm not talking people against for taking it. I'm not gonna tell you not to take coronavirus. I'm not gonna condemn you. I'm not gonna be under it. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm talking about your freedom and your liberty is going to be taken away under the guise of your health. I'm not saying that I'm against doctors and medicine helping people, telling them to live. I'm not speaking. I'm saying watch that you're losing your freedom and your liberty and your constitutional right. Hallelujah. Because that's going to be a mandate, and you got a card. I've been vaccinated twice. Well, okay, now you got your two. You need a three. You need another card that you need two other more for this next thing. Then, brother, you're going to need another card. Okay?
Right.
And these cards going to lead you. Now, when you get through giving these government mandate you got to have, where you think that's going to end up? See, people that are spiritual so be telling people, where is this going to end up? The people that have the vision of the work of the Lord, they got to warn the nation, where is this leading to? Where is this going to wind up? Taking away what? And the government control, complete control, and where it's going to end you up, especially as a Christian, as a born-again Christian. Now, brother, they don't realize where this is going to eventually lead up. And I don't
Amen.
Think they want to hear where it's going to end up and what it's leading to. And so I want to hear the voice of the prophets coming out of Oklahoma. They spoke at the faith movement. I want to hear the voice of the great prophets in Texas and Florida and New York, because that's where most of the prophetic voice is coming from, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, and all those areas in Georgia. So I want, I'm not hearing. Why are they not on national TV telling me? Brother, Channel 2 and Channel 3. Why are they not? I don't hear the voice.
Oh, no, brother, because to be honest with you, they have sided with the statistics. I'm just going to tell you, they have sided with the statistics. Now, once again, people, we not jumping on y'all. Those of y'all that want to get vaccinated, that's your choice.
Go.
That's your right, okay? That's what you want to do?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Yes.
But.
Yes, I'm not
Our thing is this.
Telling you what to do.
We're not telling you what to do.
No. Now, I'm going to add a couple of things about this, because we have examples in the Bible days. Of everything that's happened, the Bible says that what has been will be and shall be. So when Ecclesiastes said that there's nothing new under the sun, you can go back and look and see example in the Bible where this same thing occurred. It's just in a different day. Now, because there's nothing new under the sun that's happening, go back in the Bible and look at this, some examples in the scripture in Israel. Israel were God's chosen people, the covenant, and we see examples of that which is happening to America, who is in what we call the latter-day Israel. Now, Jerusalem is not the only place where Israel is at. The Jews are in Jerusalem, but Israel was divided into two separate groups, the 12 tribes. That's why we got one place of Israel in America and one place in Jerusalem. Now, because Israel was settled in America, and therefore Mount Zion and Jerusalem and Mount Zion, America, is the latter-day voice. Now, since the Lord is speaking to all his holy prophets, now listen what it said, Brother Nate, that thing.
Okay.
And this is found in the 18th chapter of Genesis, the example, and it's found in the third chapter of Amos, I think. The Lord God will do nothing. Let nothing happen in earth or do nothing except he first reveal it to his prophets. Is that kind of correct?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Now, here's the other, because you got to always use the pattern in the mouth of two or three. I'm going to use another scripture. When the Lord God, Jehovah Yah, El Shaddai, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when he got ready to destroy and bring the judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah and the other complete total of five cities, he says, I can do nothing first until I consult with my man who has a covenant with me in the earth. And who is that? Abraham. So before he could destroy Sodom and Gomorrah bring any judgment on earth, he had to first, because God had made a covenant, and he's bound by his covenant, he said, I got to notify Abraham what I'm about to do. I can't do nothing because I done made a covenant. So the Lord has made a covenant with his believers in these last days, and he's not supposed to do anything or let anything come until we are notified. Do you get it? Do we get that now?
Amen. Amen.
So apparently, to some degree, the church world must be in a sleeping mode. Well, I'll leave that part alone. Okay. All right. Because that's five wise and five foolish Christians. So now, we're going to hold the verse of the government. Okay. Where is about the voice of the living God? Who is he speaking to? Now, I know all through a year you hear great ministers on the TV and God using many men and women greatly over the earth. And we recognize that. He has many great, good, wonderful servants. I said, well, he got a number. I don't go into that. How mighty are. But I don't hear some of the great prophets. I don't like to hear, because you remember when back here, when Trump was getting reelected, all these prophets was speaking and prophesying? I mean, it was hundreds of them.
Amen.
Some of the major and minor prophets in these last days was auntie minor, major prophets of God, pastors and apostles. All taught, and they was prophesying, what was they saying, brother? Trump going to win, right?
Yeah, right.
Didn't quite happen that way, did it?
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
So all of a sudden, some of these, my brethren, not trying to put them down or anything like that, because they missed it. I'm not putting them down because we all can miss it. We all do miss it at times. I hear silence from some of them. Why don't we hear no voice from the brother? Why we don't hear no voice?
Well, you know what, brother? To me, it's showing what was you on the platform for. That's what it's showing to me. Were you on the platform because of what you were getting, or were you on the platform to really speak the truth? And many is, people fail to understand, brother, that whether you're a big-time televangelist, you got this platform, you're going to be tested. If you get up there and you saying Jesus is Lord, he's a healer, he's a deliverer, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tested.
Oh.
And I believe that they're so captivated by getting, they did in the days old with the prophets, you brought the prophets a gift. So I think many are so captivated by getting the gifts from people, okay, that they fail to understand that you're going to be tested in what you're preaching, okay? You're preaching that Jesus is a deliverer and he's a healer. And you know what the devil said, brother? The devil said, I'm going to shut them up. I'm going to put them up on the floor.
Please help me, Lord. You brought us to shame. You done brought us to shame.
Yes.
You ain't brought a reproach on your name. No? Now listen here. You know when the prophet Joel says, that they're going to say, where is your God? So
like
they're
doing now.
Where is your God? Joel says that they will come, that the enemy will turn and say, where is your God? Will he deliver you? Now you know what Elijah the prophet, the Lord God says an example is given in Scripture for us in the last days. Elijah the Tishbite, 1 Kings 18, stood before the greatest power of evil in that day, Ahab and Jezebel and her witches and warlock and Satan power. And he said, let's prove who is God. Let's prove who's the living God, the true God.
Amen.
So we need the spirit and power of Elijah to come in these days. Don't you know what it said in Malachi? They come, Malachi 4, the day shall come, there's a burning of them. Well, we're having a terrible burning coming with this coronavirus coming now, but to them that fear his name, shall the sunlight of righteousness arise with healing in his power. I will send you Elijah the prophet before that great and notable day. So this is the days of Elijah. So we need some Elijah spirit. Now, that some people say they have the Elijah ministry, don't they? Is that right?
That's right.
Well, here's the time to show up.
Amen.
What you think?
Amen. Did Elijah show up? Oh, yeah, he did.
The prophet?
He showed up.
Did he show up? Huh?
He showed up. He showed up.
He proved God to be real.
And that's what he did.
So what is it to prove if the Elijah mantle, Elijah ministry is in the earth or with people, then they have to prove it. Is that right?
Amen.
So now is a good time to prove it.
It's a great time. But we overlooked that part, brother. We overlooked that. We overlooked that. You know, we have been saying in the churches for years, God is going to send the people our way. And I was just wondering, at what time did we think they was going to come? When the sun was shining? I guess that's when we thought they were going to come, when everything is just shining, everything. No, people. See, this is what one of the things the church missed at. Okay? For God to show his power, there got to be some resistance somewhere. For example, for him to show healing, there has to be sickness somewhere. Okay? Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory to God.
So now it's the day of deliverance. The miraculous Elijah, the prophet, showed up with the miraculous deliverance and the miraculous to prove Yahweh was God. And he had a showdown.
Amen.
And he had a showdown, brother. When Moses,
Hallelujah.
The prophet of Israel, to deliver the people, he said, when they got to the Red Sea, they were backed up, Pharaoh's army, and his sure destruction. Moses, what did he do? They lifted his hands up, his arms up. He said, what did he say? Stand still and see the salvation of Jehovah. Now, this is a good time.
Yeah.
This is an awesome time for those people who have supernatural faith and supernatural miracle and who are in the secret. Here's a good time. But I
Amen.
Don't look on the TV and hear the voice of this booming prophet says, thus saith the Lord God to America and to the nation and to the church and to Israel. I don't seem to hear that, brother. Okay.
No,
all right, maybe I'm deaf.
See, that's the reason why we need the old movie, The Ten Commandments, to come back on. You remember how they used to show that around Easter time?
Yeah.
We need that to come back on, brother. We ain't talking about this new stuff. This new stuff, all
this new
technology stuff. We need the old stuff. We need to hear the heavy, deep voice of the Lord like it was on that movie. When God spoke, there's something about that movie, brother. You felt it. Glory to God. You felt it.
It was closest to me as real as close can get. That old movie of Charleston Heston playing the Moses and the old movie called Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
Those two movies called Ben-Hur and Ten Commandment of 1959, I think, was made. This new stuff, I didn't even watch that. I just glanced at it and cut it
too
off.
Much,
I mean,
too much graphic and special effects and all that stuff. No, we need to get back to
the old.
They made one about
Noah, a new fashion, a couple of them made by Noah. I didn't look at that stuff. It was so unscriptural.
Oh,
it was so unscriptural, so unreal. I just didn't waste my time with it.
They go back and... If they go back and look at the Ten Commandments, you see how Moses went and spoke, thus says the Lord. That's how it's supposed to be.
Well, why don't I see these prophets lining these people up and casting out the virus out?
The virus too strong, brother. According to them, it's too strong. Too strong.
Wait a minute now. I believe God had been using ministers all over the world doing great and marvelous things, and I recognize that. And I give great glory to that. And that he raising up people. But I don't seem to hear none of these great ones who talk about God want me to have a million and a billionaires and a big house. Why are they lining up and say, I'm going to speak to this virus to leave this city, leave your community, and the virus cannot come to your community?
To be.
Well, it's proven a lot of stuff.
Exactly. And that's why I've told people, and I know people don't want to hear this, but one thing about it, one of the people that was exposed was the believers from last year. We was exposed. We was exposed.
Many of the believers, they died and went home to be with the Lord. And in the bosom of God, I guess they're better off being with the Lord. But the time was cut short. They was taken on to be with the Lord. I don't think it was the will of God in many cases, but that's another story.
Right.
That time was cut short. I want to say this, that the Lord said, I will bless you. And I believe two things, faith and wisdom must work together. The faith of God and the wisdom of God works together. And it talks a lot about in everything, get wisdom, get the understanding. Then it talks about you cannot please God without faith. So I believe the faith of God and the wisdom of God work together. So I'm going to say something that might help people. To help you in your health life, get vitamin D.
Right.
Vitamin D, and it will be a tremendous help to you. Now, if you can't get the expensive kind, you can get cod liver oil, which has A and D in it and C in it. And even though you don't like cod liver oil, it has a lot of A and D, and you could take a couple of tablespoons every day. Then might benefit you. It might give you some help in your system, in your life. And I took it when I was a little child. When I was a young child, they gave me a cod liver oil. So it benefited me. It might be a benefit to you. It just might help you. Then I will give you another thing that you take every day. Zinc, Na, and also a substance called NAC. NAC. Then vitamin C. Then I give you something about health cleansing called mullein tea, and elderberry. Now these are things that's been on the docket to help you in your health. So I will say to you, you might want to look at these things. It might benefit your immune system and help you. So that's my little word of wisdom. Now here's how I pray. The other thing is prayer, faith, and applying the word. Faith, applying the word, fasting. Now, these are the tidbits. One is word of wisdom, one is faith. Get all the health liquid, the health new liquid fruit and vegetable juice, fresh flavor in your body, a lot of water. This will help your health. So I just pass that along. Hallelujah. If you want to fast with water and vegetables, juice, you'll come out with a better side of health. If you want to use your faith and authority in Christ and apply it mightily, and your faith level is up, really up there, then you can benefit from both of them. Now, you can agree with other people in prayer. Come in agreement with somebody with the same faith, prayer of agreement, and steadfast, it can be a great benefit to your victory. All right, brother, that's what I had to do. And I will be coming on Saturday and the sixth day and the seventh day, what you call Saturday and Sunday. I call it sixth and seventh day. I'll be coming on at 7 on Sunday night. I don't know, Nate, what was going to interview. You can put me a different slot of a Sunday night for interview. You get, I can come on 8, or I can come on at 6, whatever one that's interfered.
Well, no,
don't interview.
Most definitely, Saturday and Sunday night, 7 o'clock for you. No, it wasn't no problem. The reason why I just did it tonight, because I didn't, I couldn't get in touch with you. I didn't know where you were coming on, but
oh, okay. Then. But I just want to let everybody know that the Handmaid's Night will come in on the sixth day, which is what we call Saturday and Sunday night. And to all that wants to listen in and participate, welcome you, Handmaid's Night.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are grateful for the word. I want to sum it up by saying this, people. We love you. We are grateful to the Lord for giving us the opportunity to do this. Our word to you is be watchful. Be watchful. Remember the Lord Jesus, because for you to get total truth, it has to come from him. You won't have to worry about anything adulterated or mixed when it comes from the Lord. And make sure that you're very watchful. Be careful. Love all men. That's what Jesus told in the word. Love all men. And keep our government in prayers. Amen. And, hey, we don't
Amen.
Mind you keeping us in prayer. Me and the brother, we ain't turning down no prayer now. Well, let me put it this way.
Pray
just the right prayer. Amen.
Yes, pray for
Amen.
All the saints around the world, those under persecution, those under hardship. Pray constantly and keep them before you that are under persecution and having great problems in their nation, famine and hunger. Lord, remember our brothers and sisters all over who are going through great, terrible tests of their faith.
Amen. So once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Lee with Brother Nate. We love you all. God bless you. May God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
Amen. God bless.